Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, my friends, we are halfway home on a Thursday, January 9th, 2025. You're listening to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. You're also watching on YouTube. If you like to watch the YouTube feed, please just subscribe. You don't have to pay anything. Just subscribe to the channel. Want to get that the YouTube number up for sure. I don't know why. Just for my ego, I guess, if I'm going to be honest with you. I'd like to see five.
Oh, you'll be graded there on it at the end of the year.
I won't be. YouTube, that's the funny number thing. I mean, we agonized over the decision to even do YouTube a couple years ago, and I'm so glad we did. It definitely adds a little spice to the program. It's not great when you don't like look your best or like feel your best, but you know, we still do it, and you get to see a little behind the scenes every day. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Rindo, the executive producer of the program. He's the one that prodded and poked me into doing YouTube. I was the last one to say, okay, fine, let's do it. Ben Higgins, he's a pretty amiable guy, just kind of goes along with whatever we ask. And you said, yeah, whatever, just let me know what I need to do.
That is me, isn't it?
That is you. Yeah, you're very
whatever,
amiable.
Whatever you want, let's do
hey,
it.
Hey, I want this tonight. Can we go get pizza tonight? No, we're getting Chinese. All right, let's get Chinese. All right, fine. Have you started scouting out? We'll be at Fantasy Camp next week. You started scouting out any restaurants that you'd like to hit while we're out there?
So, yeah, we're staying a little bit south of where we usually do.
Yeah, a little bit.
So we're a little closer to Glendale and State Farm Stadium.
Or State Fart right. Stadium, as you called it
which,
in the past.
I mean, you already have the highest concentration of chain restaurants pretty much on planet Earth.
On the planet.
In that Peoria-Glendale corridor. The closer you get to State Farm, it even ups the ante. I mean, you're right there.
Is it? There's more?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right by the stadium,
it's like a
obviously.
Whole entertainment district, I think.
There's a gentleman's club over there.
You know what they also have that I haven't done yet?
What's
you know,
that?
There's the Topgolf, which
Top
is right across,
there.
Right across the freeway. But they now have a Pop Stroke, which is Tiger Woods' version of mini golf.
I have no interest in that.
That's not what you thought Pop Stroke was going to be?
Can I just say it? I'll say it.
What?
Mini golf sucks. It sucks. It sucks. I had to do it again because my kids like it. I hate it. I'm over it.
I love doing miniature golf.
I hate it. I hate it now so much.
Yeah, I think I'd still rather today. I would rather go play mini golf than a simulator.
Oh no, simulators are great.
Hitting into a screen does nothing for me, entertainment wise. Now look, totally different if you've got all the high-tech cameras, you're actually trying to, like, work on your swing or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you have to
I'm
do
talking
it.
About, oh, I'd like to play, St. Andrews today. And you're not. It's not the same.
It's like you're there.
Yeah, right.
It's not exactly like you're there, but it's probably the only way you'll get to play a lot of these courses in
you're
your
not playing the course.
Have a chance to, like, see what it would be like to stand over that shot.
It's not, though. It's not what it's like. You're in a room. Not standing, you're not in the bogs of Scotland.
The fens of Scotland.
I'm playing Tory.
Amidst the gorse.
You guys are actually playing Torrey Pines today.
A true major championship test.
The real thing.
Well, it's not better. I'm not saying it isn't better, but.
Yeah, Dub says, unless it's like the TGL, that is, you're hitting off grass, out of the sand. That's legit. That is like the most legit simulator you can do.
Well, I still don't. So what don't you like about mini golf?
Oh, I just hate it.
Give me a reason. I just hate it is not a reason.
All right. Here's a bunch.
Is it because
I hate the putters. The little stupid orange putter. And you're not going to bring your own putter to mini golf
door. No, but that's part of the game.
Bring your own clubs to a simulator. Bring your own putter to the
putt-putt. It's part of the game. Absolutely not. No, even I don't do that. You know, if I don't do it, no one does it.
I hate the stupid little things. You have to bank it. And on no planet. Where you making a putt where you have to bank it off of something else to get it in the hole. It's the dumbest.
It's testing your knowledge of physics and angles.
Also, here's another reason. My kids don't take it seriously. They whack it, especially Taylor does. He hits it, and then he hits it again, and it's rolling, and he's scooping it along.
I mean, I take it seriously when I keep score. Like, if it bounces off, that's a penalty, and you got to re-tee it if it goes outside of the
I hate it.
The hole. I mean, there is a max number. Sometimes you just can't get it through that windmill thing.
You're like, just pick it up.
Yeah.
Just pick
it up. There's a max. You got to have a max. Some holes are just undoable.
Michael says, I hate it because I'm bad at it. No, I love golf, and I'm horrific at golf. And I love golf.
There's nothing more satisfying than when you have that hole that has like the three different levels.
And have you ever had intercourse? That's way more satisfying than that.
You knock it in the first hole, and it rolls through the tube, and then it goes onto the second green, and it bounces, and it goes into the second hole. And then it goes down the tube again, and it bounces into the third green, and it deflects, and it goes right into the hole for a hole-in-one. Are you telling me that's not an amazing, amazing feeling?
That's what I'm telling you. It's designed for that to happen. You knock it in, and then it rolls down the tube.
Yeah.
They hate it. I've never liked it. I've taken the kids many times. We were in Hawaii. They're like, we drove past one, and I was hoping, oh, God, don't see it. Don't see it. Don't see it. Dad, mini golf. I'm like, mother. And so the next day, had to go whack it around the course. It was just, I don't like it. So Tiger Woods has a real mini golf
franchise. It's called Pop Stroke. Yeah.
So,
but it's not clowns necessarily. It's a little more grown up. It's like, you know, you order cocktails, then you go out and you play the 18 holes, and it's...
That's the one that they just opened one in Vegas?
Yeah, it's Vegas, it's Arizona, they've got a Florida, he's got a few of them. Pop Stroke.
Now, I like Topgolf. I always have fun when I go to Topgolf. That's a really fun scene. But man,
Topgolf's fun. I don't like, again, though, I don't like the, when you can play the course simulators there, and you're like, what am I supposed to... Putt the, like, you just tap the ball
putting
over
is,
the
it, impossible.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
I like the games where you're like, okay, you got to get the targets and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm more likely to play on a simulator. The virtual golf is fun to me. It's fine, but putt is now. I am going. I'm taking the kids to Kiss Mini Golf in Vegas when we go.
They have a Kiss.
So that I want to see because I love Kiss. But yeah, man, I just kind of over it. God, my kids love it.
It's like an hour of entertainment for your kids. Like JJ says, quote Woods, you know what I hate? Kids having fun playing mini golf.
Yeah, I'm with you. I get it, dude.
I mean, it's pretty easy fun. The rules are very established. You know what to do. They're there.
They don't know what to do.
They can't get out. It's usually enclosed. It's a fairly benign form of entertainment for your children.
I just don't like it. Well, all right, fine. So just because, all right, we're going as a show. I don't want to play mini golf on the trip, even if it's Tiger Woods' Pop Stroke mini golf. Let's pass on
that. I kind of do.
Find another restaurant.
But I want to go with you. It would be more fun.
I don't want
to compete against each other.
You're going there for us. I guess I'll go play mini golf with you. Like we're, you know, 12 or 10. Do they have go-karts there? Because if it's a mini golf place that has go-karts, I'm in on.
Batting cages.
Go-karts. Yeah. Now that I'm all about.
Bumper boats.
Kurt says, what about bowling? I'll say this. Not as fun as I remembered. Went recently. Didn't have as much fun as I remembered it being when I was a kid. Maybe I just hate stuff now.
Bowling, I couldn't tell you the last time
it
I went to a bowling alley.
Bowling isn't meant to be fun. Bowling is a sport.
It's meant to be a challenge.
Sport. It is
very
a challenging
hard.
Sport.
It kind of shocks me sometimes when I drive past bowling alleys still, and I go, those are still a thing.
Still doing the bowling thing.
Okay. I understand the bowling industry wants to make money, so they try to tell you, yeah, come out, and it's fun. you're rolling an extremely heavy ball over and over and over again. If you don't know how to bowl, bowling's not fun.
I damn near tore my groin in half the last time I went, too. So.
Bowling is work. I like bowling because I'm, you know, I'm not good at it, but I can.
You're tired.
Yeah, it's
you're
work,
tired
though,
at the end. It's and the work. Next day, you're like, oh, yeah. My God, I am dying.
I mean, I've always wanted to be the guy who could bowl a 200. I've never bowled a 200 before.
No, me neither. I think I have 180
yeah,
something.
Yeah, somebody in the like 160 to 70 range.
Can you,
but
can you spin
not
it?
Not really.
I tried.
A straight thrower.
I tried last time we went. I spun it a little bit, but I couldn't get the good. Now, again, like if. Maybe if I was better at it, I would like, I don't know.
I aim it pretty well, so I can pick up a lot of spares, but I don't get a ton of strikes because I can't do the spin that causes them all to knock down.
I always throw it too hard, too, like way too hard instead of trying to finesse it.
I mean, there's no better feeling when you throw it really hard and they just explode. Like, oh, yeah.
It's a bit of a throwback. We used to play a game called Has Ben Ever.
Yes, Has Ben Ever.
We ask you questions, and I'm just curious, Ben, has Ben ever had his own bowling ball?
I have not had my own bowling ball.
I haven't either.
I could. There's a part.
My buddy
I could
Scott
see,
had his own.
I could see a young Ben Higgins with the big
the bag
purse.
Oh, the yeah, bag. The big bag. Bowling ball bag. Yeah, reinforced.
It was such a big thing back in like the 80s. Like a lot of dads were in bowling leagues. Maybe they still are. I have no idea.
I have small hands, so I've got to find. I mean, I want a heavier ball because I'm strong enough for a heavier ball.
Yes,
but I need the kind of a kid. Sort of sized fingers, you know, on that ball. They don't match. It's hard to find one because it's
a big, heavy ball with a tiny little hole.
Yeah, with the tiny little kid fingers. It's not a.
Do you have little sausage fingers? I haven't noticed.
Pretty small. Yeah, it's just, it's not an easy combination to find. I'm always sitting there going through like 15 balls on the racks before I find the one that actually fits my hand.
Bowling alleys, they were a staple for like birthday parties growing
up.
100%. And they were fun.
Yeah.
But then I hadn't been to one for 5 to 10 years before the pandemic, but then when the pandemic happened, I was like, I could probably, you know, no kids, could probably safely say never go
maybe
to a bowling
we'll never
alley
bowl
ever again.
Yeah, probably the little doo-doo fingers in there all the day, and then
I
you're
don't
grabbing
see me
them.
And my wife
those shoes. Those shoes.
It's fine. They spray it.
Sure they do. You tell me they spray each
you
hole.
You see them spraying
what about
it.
The holes?
I'm sure they
do. They clean the holes?
No.
I doubt it.
So stick your hand
them.
In there, and then you're grabbing some fries, and you're sticking them in your mouth, and then you're putting
magic
your finger back in the...
Sucking down a hot wing... Then grabbing your bowling ball that some kid scratched his ass and put his hands in. Forget it. I'm over it. I'm over it. The shoes. Why do I have to change my shoes? For what?
You'll scuff the
with
wood.
My tennis shoes?
Yes.
These
yes.
tennis shoes will scuff.
And you want to be able to slide just a little bit as you're going. You don't want traction. You need bowling shoes.
Whatever. Fine. All right. I'll make a deal with you. Explicit for pop stroke.
Fine.
Shake on it.
So decreed. Do we have time for all of this?
We're going to run it back. I don't know. We'll make
schedule,
time.
But
we'll make time.
I've got work to do that night. I don't know what night it is, but I'll,
pop stroke
I'll
night
have
or
work
explicit
to do.
Night.
Just me and Ben playing putt-putt against each other. He'll be so competitive,
they're
too.
They're fairly close to each other. We could probably do them
both,
in the
in
same
one
night.
Yeah. All right. That'll be the first time that's happened. For sure. I promise you. That's the first combo of that.
Miniature golf.
What's first?
The Gentleman's Club is near
miniature golf is the appetizer.
Okay.
I would think. Right. I would imagine
the Gentleman's Club's near the stadium.
Yeah, it is.
So I can only imagine they're always like, oh, did you guys go to the Cardinals game? This
no, we were at Pop Stroke, just mini golfing it up. Ben shot a 4-under at Pop Stroke today.
Man. All right, when we come back, Throwback Thursday, it's your chance to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas. They have a Pop Stroke there.
They do
with real or fake. You don't even need to take on Woods today. 833-288-0973. And the Padres made another move yesterday. You might have missed it. We'll let you know coming up after a check of traffic. Right now, though, I want to tell you about stfatloss.com and my journey to lose 40 pounds in 60 days. Do what I did. Make the call, a new you in a new year. Lose up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. As an extra incentive, right now you can take advantage of their new year special. Get $200 off the program now through January 31st. I can't tell you how much better I feel. My back pain has pretty much disappeared. My knee pain is gone. Losing weight has changed my life. I sleep better. I don't snore anymore. You know, you look better in your clothes. You know all the reasons why you've wanted to lose weight. This is the way to do it because it's a sustainable plan that's based on real food. So you just kind of moving into the maintenance phase is so much easier. I've lost weight before. I always gained it back. So far, so good. I've kept all my 40 pounds plus off over the last year and a half. You can as well. Just set up your free consultation by going to sdfatloss.com. You're going to love the people you meet, great counselors, really supportive people who want you to be successful and will figure it out. If it's not working for you, they will figure it out and get you on track to losing up to a pound of fat per day. Go to sdfatloss.com, schedule your free consultation. Again, take advantage of the $200 off special now through January 31st at sdfatloss.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got Real or Fake coming up in just a couple of minutes. Chance to win a getaway to Las Vegas. First, though, Padres did make a move yesterday, and Woodsy is going to tell us everything he knows right now about Jake Higginbotham, the newest Padre. Woods?
Left-handed pitcher.
Correct. Is that all?
That's it?
That's what you got?
Left-handed pitcher. 28.
There you go. There's two facts. I can give you one more.
I was going to say six, but eight.
He was in the Tigers organization last year.
All right.
A decent season at Double A.
Okay.
But, you know, they didn't call him up or anything.
Is he a starter or reliever?
I don't know. I've exhausted my knowledge.
It's good
of
research
Jake
on the flagship.
Higginbotham. His name also begins with the same first Six letters is my last
so
name.
So you guys have an N. You have an N when you talk to him.
Higgin.
Hello, Higgin.
Higgin.
Higginbotham.
So he replaces, he's the new Higgy.
He's the new
now
Higgy.
Kyle Higashioka is
every
gone.
Team needs one.
Jake Higginbotham is the new Higgy for the San Diego Padres.
Let me know when we sign Mike Reindelbotham.
So, I don't know. When I was a kid, there was another kid in school, and his last name was Higginbotham. And I always thought that was kind of funny, because my name was Higgins, and his name was Higginbotham.
That is hysterical.
Which seemed, it seemed like a funny-sounding name to like an eight-year-old. Like Higginbotham.
Higginbotham.
Like, Higginbotham. That's a funny-sounding name.
Hey, I'm looking. He looks like he started two games last season, saved three games. So, using him in a couple of different spots in Double A. Yeah, I mean, struck out 78 batters in 62 innings.
All right.
That's pretty good.
Over a batter per inning.
Yep.
That's good.
Opponent average 254. His whip was 120. So, all right. Yeah. I mean, you know, lefty out of the bullpen. I don't know his, you know, what does he top out at? Is he 94 from the left side? Is he 98 from the left guy? Like, I have no idea, but we'll maybe.
Hey, you know what? If we don't know, let's make it up.
So, yeah, he really comes at you. He's got a funky arm angle as a lefty. Throws a really nasty slider.
He can touch 97, but usually sits
around 95,
90, 93, 95
just
range.
Just literally just made it up.
Good secondary slider, although he's working on a changeup right now.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, get him in with Ruben and see what he can do. And we the sweeper. Learn that sweeper and get after it.
Have Jeremiah Estrada teach him the chitter.
The chitter.
Yeah.
And another word you need to be careful with.
We got options.
Yep.
All right, let's play a little real or fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, here's what we're playing for. Qualifying for our grand prize drawing two-night getaway to Planet Hollywood Las Vegas. Two tickets to see the Scorpions and a $100 gas card. Scorpions are back. 60 years of the Scorpions. Their Las Vegas residency show live February 27th to March 11th at PH Live at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. And I believe Peter has called in. Peter, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. All right. So all you have to do is get 4 of 7 correct in our game of real or fake, and we'll put you into the drawing. Now, I saw some people might be disappointed. I didn't go with the wrestling names because I saw it today on Polly's Rundown that today is National Word Nerd Day.
Word Nerd.
It's a day to celebrate the weird and wonderful English language.
Okay.
So we're going to channel our inner incorporators today in real or fake. I'm going to give you a funny-sounding word. All you have to tell me is it's real. Or fake. A real English language word or not. I have the definitions of the real ones. Woods, an English major, no less, is here to help you, Peter, if you'd like any assistance. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Woods went for English, no?
Do what?
Woods went for English to school, no?
Yeah. I got a degree and everything.
You ready? All right, here we go. Round number one. Or fake word. Xylocarp. Real or fake? If you need a spelling, I can give them to you.
Sure. I'm missing the
end of it. Xylocarp. Xylocarp.
Xylocarp.
Liz, what do you think?
My initial reaction is real.
He thinks real.
Yeah.
Peter, what's your answer?
Yeah, I think we'll go with real.
It is? Real.
Yes. What does it mean?
Hard and woody fruit.
Hard and woody fruit?
Yeah,
like
xylocarp.
What? Oh, it's a type of fruit.
Yeah, it's a xylocarp.
Like xylocarp.
Put it in your basket with your apples. That's your xylocarp. All right, round number two. Plinthify.
Plimpify?
Plinthify. I'm sorry, my voice. Plinthify.
Plinthify.
I'm thinking fake. What do you think, Woods?
I think fake as well. Plinthify sounds made.
Yeah. Fake.
Fake is right.
Yes.
We're off to a good start here. That's
here
2 for 2. All you need is 2 more, and you will win our game. All right, here we go. Round number 3. Octothorpe. O-C-T-O-T-H-O-R-P-E. Octothorpe.
something that's probably used in a movie, like Transformers or
it
something.
It does, yeah. Octothorpe.
Would they?
Real. He's out. You just switched it up, huh?
I want to say real because I want it to be a real word.
All right. It is real.
3 for 3, buddy.
And Octothorpe is the actual name for the pound sign or hashtag.
Wow.
That,
no
like,
kidding.
Little crossword thing. It's an Octothorpe.
I'm going to say that from now on.
Octothorpe.
Yep. Octothorpe Ben and Woods on Twitter.
Hashtag.
Octothorpe.
All right. All we need is one more. You can't blow this, can you? All right. Round number 4.
I don't think so.
Gentacular. Gentacular.
Ooh. God, that sounds so...
I feel like I've heard that word.
I feel like that, too, and it feels like it's so real that it might be fake, but let's go with our gut.
And real. we have 4 chances left,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
Okay. Real. Let's go with... You said real word?
I said real, yeah.
Okay. Let's go with real.
Real for the win.
You got it.
Oh, wow. That was easy. I think that was an incorporated word.
That was.
Yeah. Gentacular, pertaining to breakfast.
Gentacular, yes. That was an incorporated word.
Very good. Peter, stay on the line. Paulie will get your information. Woods?
Give me the rest.
Hallux.
Hallux?
H-A-L-L-U-X.
Fake.
No, that's your big toe.
Really?
Hallux. Cafoy.
Real.
It is. That's a velvety fabric. Trundle puff.
Fake.
Fake, yeah. Very good. You guys played well. Good game of real or fake to start the season. All right. We will come back. Willie Mack III is a pro golfer. He's going to be playing in the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines, and he's got a different path to professional golf than most of the guys like, you know, Justin Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
And Patrick Cantlay that you see on tour. And
what
we're going to chat
story.
With him coming up next here on Ben and Woods. First, though, Woodsy. For Loan Pronto.
Yes, my friends, if you are a homeowner right now, you're going to want to listen up, because if you've amassed any sort of credit card debt, Loan Pronto is certainly here to help. They want to help get you out of that debt. If you got high interest debt weighing you down, pay it all off in days thanks to Loan Pronto's new Rapid Equity Loan. If you're a homeowner, again, hassle-free way to cash out your home's equity. No appraisals, no paperwork, no waiting. Their all-new Rapid Equity Loan uses AI-driven technology to get you approved for cash out in as little as a day. Again, a client got $100,000 approved in under 23 debt, launched a home improvement project, now saving over $1,000 a month. Instant approvals, low fixed rates, fast transfers, get cash to consolidate all your debt. Get a fresh start for the new year. Call Loan Pronto today. See how much you qualify for. This time next week, you can be credit card debt free 2025, baby. Don't wait. Get your cash fast. 619-207-4336 or go to loanpronto.com. 619-207-4336 or loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1661781. Unapproved credit. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Always one of my favorite times of the year. We're just a couple of weeks away from the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines. It begins Wednesday, January 22nd, again a Saturday finish again this year on January 25th. Tickets are on sale now at farmersinsuranceopen.com. Now, they've gotten some commitments from some of the top players in the world, including last week's winner, Hideki Matsuyama, who won the Century at Kapalua. I know that Colin Morikawa is going to be there as well, and a bunch of other great professional golfers, but it's also some of the stories of the golfers you don't know that makes the event compelling for me. And joining us right now is one of the guys who's going to be in the field for the tournament this year. His name is Willie Mack III, and he's got a story that I would say is atypical of your PGA Tour and professional golfer. Willie, it's good to have you on with Ben and Woods in San Diego this morning. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks.
It's good to have you on, and you know, it's one of the things we like to kind of celebrate on this program, Willie, is people that play the game for the love of the game. And I know that that is you to a T, and a little bit about your story for our audience out there. When you were kind of getting started, it's rough going out there. Explain to the fans out there how you kind of have to fund your way from tournament to tournament, and what actually happened to you when you started out your golf career.
Yeah, golf is expensive. So coming out of college, I didn't go to a big college, so I didn't have a lot of boosters helping me out. So just kind of had to do it on my own. Me and my dad started with a couple hundred bucks and kind of just played my way that first year into professional golf, but just having great sponsors like Farmers Insurance helping me out. I think I wouldn't have got this far without them.
And so there was a time, though, Willie, when you actually would have to play golf tournaments and then sleep in your car. Our friend Matt Janella did a web series last year about some guys that were, you know,
the grind.
Yeah, they would have to, and that's what it is. It's a grind. They would have to share rooms and share rental cars and share everything. But you actually play a golf tournament and then go and sleep in your car before you went to the next tournament. I wanted to ask you the question. I don't want to say a normal person, but most people would have said, all right, I mean, this is too much for me. What was it about the game that made you wanted to keep going back and you would go to that links to play?
Yeah, it was some dark times that year that I did that. Luckily, I had some friends that helped me out along the way. But I guess my dad always told me not to ever give up. So I think I always had that in the back of my head, and I still think that to this day. So I think just having him in the back of my head saying that on those long, bad nights, I think got me through those times.
Now you've won some on the Advocates Tour. You got to play on some of the developmental tours, including the Corn Ferry Tour and a few PGA Tour starts. But I want to ask you last year about qualifying for the U.S. Open. And Woods, you had to win a three-man playoff in the final qualifying stage to get there. What was that experience like? Obviously, you know, we're watching on TV, Pinehurst, North Carolina, and, you know, what happened, Bryson at the end. But what was your experience like getting to play in a major championship?
Yeah, it was special. My first major, I had my brother on the back, so it was kind of a family affair for both of us. But I played well that first day. I think I was in third or fourth place for most of the first round. And then second day, I had the last tee time. And, greens got hard and bumpy and got windy. So it wasn't the outcome I wanted, but I'm glad I had that experience, and hopefully it'll help me in a week and a half.
Waiting around all day to be one of the last tee times, I mean, it's got to be a pretty excruciating time for you. But again, I think some of your preparation was molded by, I was reading this article about you, and it said, you know, you did not want to go back and, you know, you were sleeping out of your car. So it kind of forced you to go out and practice more, because you're like, well, I mean, my other alternative is to go sit in my Mustang and fall asleep. Sure. So you're out there kind of living that grind every day and working harder on your game. And how do you feel about how your game's looking right now?
Yeah, sometimes I actually think back on those times to get myself up. When it's kind of hard to go to the course, when if it's cold or raining. So I think it was a life lesson that I still contribute to today. But the game is great. I'm out here at Torrey Pines now trying to get some practice rounds and do media day. So hopefully I can get some good preparation and be ready for the tournament time.
And that's a little bit different than the last time you played in the Farmers. We're talking to Willie Mack III. He's a pro golfer. You did play in 2021, but you were like a last-minute alternate, so you didn't get a chance to see the course and prep. How do you feel like it'll be different this time around, perhaps, with a little bit of experience and a little time to get yourself ready for not the one, but two courses that you have to play at Torrey Pines?
Yeah, last time it was just an unfortunate situation, but my name got called and I had to go out and play, but this time I'm more prepared. Game is a lot better, and I'm just excited to have this opportunity to come out here for the second time and try to play well for not only Farmers, but APGA Tour and my family.
All right, last thing, curious. I mean, I'd imagine, you know, watching Tiger Woods growing up, that he was a big influence on you, like he is on most golfers. Did you watch any of his TGL this week at that simulator? And what'd you think?
Yeah, I actually was in a dress rehearsal a couple times, so I played it before they actually.
Oh, you did? Nice. Oh, what was it like?
The chipping and putting is super hard. I don't think you can really tell on TV.
You could tell. I actually could. Just watching Xander leave chips short.
Yeah, eight feet short, Xander did not do that.
Insane.
Yeah, so the hitting part into the simulator is pretty cool. It's a lot easier than the other side. And then, I mean, you get 40 seconds, and it kind of starts whenever, so you don't have that much time to look at putts and do other things. So hopefully it turns out well. It was a good first showing the other day. I did watch it, and hopefully when Tiger plays, it'll be a lot better.
Well, Willie, best of luck to you and the Farmers. Paulie and I are going to be heading out to the course after the show, so hopefully we'll see you out there at the media day. But really appreciated a chance to get to know you a little bit this morning.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you for having me on.
Hit some fairways out there.
Yeah,
for
you
sure,
don't want to be in the rough. God, he knows that.
Right.
It's terrible. Yeah. Torrey Pines. Willie Mack III, a professional golfer with a unique story, one of the guys you'll be able to see at the Farmers Insurance Open January 22nd through the 25th. Again, tickets available at farmersinsuranceopen.com with Matthew Pavon is your defending champion this year.
Sleeping in your car to play the game of golf. Sleeping in your car sucks, even if it's for 20 minutes. Like living out of your car and driving from tournament to tournament is, I mean, you really got to love the game.
It is. He mentioned it is. It is so expensive. If you're not on the PGA Tour, even if you're on the second tour, the Korn Ferry, none of those guys really make money.
No.
They're trying to minimize the amount of money they lose every year in the hope that they'll get to the PGA Tour where then they can actually make the big money. But other than the PGA Tour, there's no way to really make money as a professional golfer.
No.
It's just about the dream and hoping you can get there. Kind of like minor league baseball.
Oh, you know, man.
You're living in probably, you know, what, six guys in a house or, you know, in a guest house somewhere.
Yeah, for some,
and,
you know.
And making, you know, very little, but all with the dream of, hey, if I get to the show and all of a sudden the minimum salary is $700,000+, I'm set. This is it. But if you don't get there, you're making, you know, $25,000 maybe a year in the minor leagues. It's not a glamorous lifestyle.
That's the and keeping it real says it's for the love of the game, and you know, you wonder how much you could put yourself through to do that. And I've talked about it before, but it's part of the reason I love the NLL. You know, the SEALs and the entire league, none of those guys make a ton of money. And you watch how they play for the money they make, and you go, well, these two things don't correlate, right? You don't see, like, they play so hard every single night, and you know it's because they love the game of lacrosse. That's why they do it. Some of these guys, Benny, in the league, play for 20 years because they love it. And then on the weekends, they go fight fires in Vancouver or Saskatchewan, or they are salespeople, and they this rigorous travel, you know, practice, and then the games are so brutal, and you know they're doing it just because they love the game. It's my favorite part about being around that team.
So I said yesterday that I believe Kyle Higashioka was the only 2024 Padre who had actually signed a free agent contract with another team. That is no longer true after yesterday. We get into the moves and why today is actually a pretty important day in the offseason for Padres and every other Major League Baseball team. And we'll do that after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, congratulations to former Padre now, Martin Perez, who signed with the Chicago White Sox yesterday. Not a huge deal. It's reportedly a $3.5 million salary for next season with a $1.5 million buyout. So he's guaranteed at least $5 million if it's just the one season with the Chicago White Sox. Of course, Perez came over at the trade deadline and was a pretty important member of the Padres' starting rotation, a good fifth man in August and September. Did not pitch in the postseason for the San Diego Padres, but he did what they needed him to do last year as part of that rotation. Guy who's always going to have, you know, around a 4 ERA and doesn't throw hard, but, you know, pretty crafty and knows how to pitch and did a good job for the Padres last season.
Yeah, he did, man. I enjoyed watching Martin pitch. And, I you know, of course, the immediate reaction, and I think it was probably warranted for Kyle Higashioka. Like, we couldn't have done that. When it comes to Martin Perez, yeah, I did get a couple of tweets yesterday. Oh, man, we couldn't have done that. Yeah, we probably could have. There was something that made them say, "Oh no, we're gonna be fine letting him go." You could you could always reacquire Martin Perez at the deadline from the Chicago White Sox again. That is something I promise you. I promise you, if you want Martin Perez back.
You don't think they're going to be desperate to keep him as they charge toward their
correct
division title?
Right. Yeah. I mean, look, again, good for Martin, man, to go out and get a deal like that. That's great. He seemed like a really good dude. And the thing is he loved pitching here. He loved working with A.J. Preller. He's known A.J. since he was 16 years old. And A.J. used to drive him around to his practices and things like that in the DR. So, he was a nice pickup for us, but I wasn't devastated to see him go.
Martin Perez, think of it a little bit like a California style blackjack. If you're on 15, sometimes you hit,
yeah,
and sometimes you hit a six,
yep,
and it works out, and it was great. And last year, the Padres kind of hit on 15. They weren't expecting, I think, huge things, and they got a really nice performance.
They did.
Doesn't mean you need to hit on 15 every single time.
Every time.
It's like,
yeah.
Take your winnings.
Take your dub.
Take your winnings.
And walk away
yeah. from Martin Perez.
It's a good analogy.
That may be what the Padres have done. Meanwhile, today is also the deadline for players who are arbitration eligible to either sign with their team or begin the arbitration process. The Padres have famously never gone to arbitration with a player under A.J. Preller. We did have one. Reportedly, Robert Murray reporting that Luis Camposano has avoided arbitration and signed a one-year, $1 million contract with the San Diego Padres. But there are still several other players who have yet to reach their one-year deals, including Dylan Cease, Luis Arraez, Adrian Morejon. I think there's another one. Jason Adam, Michael King.
Arraez, Morejon, Cease.
If they don't come to an agreement by this afternoon, I believe is the deadline, then they will have to exchange arbitration figures. Now, you don't necessarily have to go to the hearing yet. You can still settle with the team somewhere between the two numbers, and that could very well be possible. But it looks like the Padres are at least going to maybe be closer to having to go to arbitration with so many guys still unsigned, and a number of those guys expected to get pretty big numbers with Arraez and Cease in particular. King's going to get a big raise after the season he had last year. The question is, how big of a raise and how much are each of those guys going to make?
When does the process start when they have to get in the room?
If the actual hearings don't happen until the start of spring training,
okay,
like in mid to late February.
Yeah, so there's a good chance that they never get to that.
There still is the good chance. But keep in mind, you know, we've been asking the question, you know, why haven't the Padres done anything? Well, they also don't know exactly how much these guys are going to cost. There could be, I mean, I was reading a piece on arbitration this morning. Players won about a quarter of their cases last year. Teams won 75%. If you end up going to arbitration, you win all your cases. You may have an extra $10-15 million in the budget. You lose all those cases,
you're out.
All of a sudden, you don't have that money. So if you're operating on a fairly like small window of what you can afford, the numbers that these end up, you know, settling at, or, you know, being, if you go to the hearing, being decided by the arbitration panel, could affect the other moves you make in the offseason as well for the San Diego Padres.
I got to imagine when Campy was given that, he probably signed it pretty quick.
A mil?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if he hadn't, then he probably would have submitted 1.2 and the Padres would have submitted 900,000.
Yeah.
And it's a process that some teams go, like the Brewers always seem to go to arbitration and they don't mind. You get to go in. The team goes for an hour, and then the players, you know, agent or representative, makes their case for an hour. Each side then has 30 minutes to rebut, and then the panel decides on one or the other. And if they think the player is worth anywhere more than 50% of the middle of the two, then the player wins. And if they think he's anywhere 50% lower than the two figures, then the team wins. And they make that decision as to what their salary is going to be for the next season.
What an excruciating process to have to go through. And then they point out all of the things that you did wrong. You were late. He was late to three meetings. It gets, from what I've heard, at least from players and that have gone through it.
Sounds awful.
It's terrible.
Soured Josh Hader on the Milwaukee Brewers big time.
Big time.
As part of that process.
And so you blew one save.
Yeah. you did this. You know. And again, I think it's more than just like your numbers, right? I think it gets semi-personal, right? Yeah. And where, you know, you don't want that ever with your employer. But
how would it work if we went to our...
Oh, my God. Ooh, geez. Ben would be in and out.
Ben would be screwed.
You think?
He show up at 5:30.
Ooh, 5:30. If I was his arb judge, he'd be dead.
I think I would probably go, never a headache for the bosses.
That's true.
You know, always cooperative. Yeah. I think they'd just, you know, just take whatever you
take
want.
Take what you want.
Just you
want. I would be a little bit harder.
You might be a little harder.
I'd also fight back
yes,
a little
you
bit
would.
More.
Yeah, it would be a more contentious process.
Yes, it would. The MLB, Ben, somebody just tuned me into this, and you know how much I love power rankings.
I know you do.
The MLB just dropped their first team power rankings.
Of 2025.
Mm-hmm. Where would you guess? You already saw it, didn't you?
I didn't.
All right. Where would you guess the San Diego Padres are?
12.
Paulie?
I was going to say like 14, 15.
Okay. They're sixth.
Oh, nice. Optimism. I love optimism.
I couldn't believe it. My jaw dropped a little bit when I saw it. Somebody goes, guess. Right. Somebody said in the chat, guess where the Padres are. I'm like, oh, God.
They're
like,
I saw that, too. So that's why I probably dropped my guess from like 9 to 12. I was worried. I didn't want to sound stupid when you said 17.
Right. The Dodgers is no surprise.
I'm
going to
go one, right?
The Phillies, number two. The Yankees, third. Mets, fourth. Braves,
five.
Fifth. Padres, six. After the
seven.
Padres, the Orioles, the Diamondbacks, the Astros, and the Brewers.
We're the Giants.
Round at the top 10.
After making their signings.
All they had is the top 10 from right. What I saw.
Huh. All right, so they're sixth. Make a couple of good moves between now and spring training. Pop
get
up
to
three
fifth.
Or four.
Yeah.
We're good to go.
Let's
for
go.
2025. I love it. All right, we got 1 hour to go. If you missed it, Ben's Too Sexy. You can bring that back if you'd like. We also have our football threesome and Ryan the Report. All coming up in the final hour of Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.